USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that more than 300 million doses of COVID vaccine have been administered in the U.S. As of Sunday, just over 49% of Americans over 12 are now fully vaccinated. New data also showing that 14 states have reached the goal of 70% of their adult residents receiving at least one dose of vaccine. The White House has set a goal of getting 70% of all adults in the country getting one dose by July 4th. And later this week, when the leaders of the Group of Seven countries meet in the UK, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to urge the group to commit to trying to vaccinate the world against COVID-19. In a statement, Johnson said getting the world's population vaccinated by the end of next year would be the single greatest feat in medical history. The UK has committed to donate its excess doses of vaccine to the United Nations COVAX program, going along with the 80 million doses being donated by the US. The World Health Organization says more than 1.5 billion doses have been administered worldwide so far. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
In the wake of last week's cyber attack against a major meat supplier in the U.S., there are new calls for increased cybersecurity in public and private operations. Senator Roy Blunt says that the U.S. has to be ready to battle the overseas criminal organizations who are blamed for the recent attacks. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that the hackers who perpetrated the attack on Colonial Pipeline were able to exploit a blatant weakness that might have been easily protected.
On the Colonial Pipeline, there was a very simple way in. They used an old account that was no longer even a person who, that account was not even part of the system anymore, but it wasn't taken out of the system. There was a place where maybe a two-part authentication would have made a big difference. We've worked hard on this, both in Intel and the Republican Policy Committee, trying to alert companies, but also our own colleagues, of how broad the danger could be here, and I'm glad this is getting the attention it's now finally getting.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to Guatemala on her first trip to Central America. Tim Berg reports.
Amid the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to Mexico and Guatemala on her first trip to the region. Harris set to arrive in Guatemala Sunday night. It's her first trip to Central America since President Biden tasked her with tackling the surge of migration from the region. Republican Congressman August Lugar of Texas believes the Biden administration has failed in its responsibility to address the southern border crisis.
The administration, President Biden, Vice President Harris, have abdicated their responsibilities to keep Americans safe. They have abdicated their duties. This is a federal issue. The state of Texas had to declare emergencies in 34 counties. Now think about that. We're spending millions of dollars here in the state of Texas to keep ourselves safe. Meanwhile, the administration wants to send $300 million to Northern Triangle Country. I think we need to focus right now on what our Border Patrol agents need.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And her trip started a few hours later than originally scheduled. Her airplane was forced to turn around shortly after takeoff Sunday afternoon because of a technical issue. Harris was headed for Guatemala City when her aircraft was forced to return to Andrews Air Force Base. A spokeswoman for the vice president says there were no major safety concerns. Harris left on another flight about an hour and a half later. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.